It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Oh, good morning. It's 8:20. We have got a cloudy sky and two below right now. Expecting some warmer things and some warmer temps coming in by the weekend. Uncle Mick is saying the weather should be fantastic. All sorts of stuff going on this weekend, too. So it's a good thing. And one of those things, the zoo, Chankaba Zoo, is going to be open this weekend.
It is.
Tom Schmaltz, Kathy Dickman in this morning. Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Bill.
Are you excited?
Yeah, of course we are.
We ordered some beautiful weather for you.
You did.
So you're going to be open Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes.
Correct? Okay.
10 to 4.
Fantastic.
So we'll enter through the nature center unless you need the front gate open for a wagon or a motor chair or whatever. We'll open the front gate. It'll be ready. But enter through the nature center otherwise.
So is everything going to be, I would imagine not everything going to be out on display here at the zoo.
Cheetahs came out yesterday for the first time in a while, and they were super excited.
Well, yeah, I suppose. Do they get cabin fever, too, and get kind of cooped up, and then they want to come out and just
Of course. And, you
crazy?
Know, they can be at a normal, you know, I don't even like to use that word normal because it's so overused.
Is it? Yeah.
Regular, usual, typical winter days, they can be outside.
That's way better.
That is much better.
But with that cold spell, we had them inside, and they did have heat in their dens. And but not everything. You know, we won't see any primates this weekend, so don't expect to see reptiles and primates.
Yeah, they won't be out.
Rhinos will not be out. Well, they may
Sunday,
be out.
They may be,
but yep. We'll have to play that by ear, of course, and then for partial day probably. But it's going to be fun. But the new otters will be out.
Really?
And I'm really excited to debut them because these girls are fun. They're 1 year old and they're huge.
And they don't mind the cold weather.
Well, you should see their bodies. They can handle the
cold.
Plus they're native. So yes.
Wow. That is so cool. What about my good buddy, the alligator down there?
He'll be inside.
Yeah, well, he'll be inside. What do you do with him in the winter?
We just
you take him home and put him in the tub.
Yeah,
we
everybody put him takes in the turns tub. Taking him home. He's got a pool.
Really?
A big pool.
Okay.
Where he's fed.
I was thinking of him the other day. It's like, I wonder what the poor guy is doing or where he's staying these days.
Well, you forget about our other alligator because she's never been on exhibit.
That's true.
So we have Dragon, and she is, how big is she now?
Dragon's probably about that 4 foot length. She was a rescue alligator that some bad people had, and PD.
I think you brought her in here once.
Yeah, we brought
her
when
she was really really small.
So the keepers were quite clever. We have Snappy and then Dragon. So they go Snap Dragon.
Oh man, who thinks of these names?
Well,
because every time you get a new exhibit down there, you got the neatest names for these.
Sometimes it's the public. So we have our naming contest, and sometimes. In the case of Dragon and others that we're rescuing, the keepers are working with them so close, and they'll come in with name suggestions. And sometimes they just nickname them until we pick a formal name.
Right.
And that nickname is the one that sticks because that's what they've been called, especially for training. You've got to name them early for training.
Sure.
So it's pretty cool. So
it's
a fun thing they can do. They're out in this cold. Let them name something.
without a doubt. So let's move ahead a little bit into spring.
Yes.
And hopefully things will be close to, I won't say the word, close to where we used to be. How about that? School groups coming in. I know that's one of your favorite things in the spring. You get a lot of school groups down there looking around at things.
Truly, that is one of our favorite things. And we know that, spring and summer is here when we hear the buses coming in and the screeching of the I always say the screeching of the brakes and the lunch bags coming off the bus. I love that time of year, and I think that we're going to get some of that back this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do what they're allowed to do, and trust me, teachers are wanting to. So normally we would be we're normal again.
Yep.
Typically we'd be getting school calls already, and some of them are calling, and they're just going to say, we might if something changes or something doesn't change, depending on what school they're from that has their mandates, they'll be able to come. So they're locking in their times, and I know teachers are in class right now, so but if anybody's listening to this, they can lock in their times and dates, and if for some reason some mandate says, no, you can't come, no harm done.
Right.
At least we got you locked in for your day. You do not have to make a reservation to come to the zoo if you're a class, but if you do, then we can welcome you and and let you know what you'll be seeing and give you a time of day that you're probably going to be less people in the zoo. We kind of, you know, try to stagger that out a little bit.
We've gotten good at adjusting to things throughout this whole thing.
We're very good at adjusting.
You know, I was thinking about this when you guys left last week, and I should have brought it up, but I didn't even think of it. I think Chankopee Zoo, through all of this craziness and last summer and everything else, I think the zoo provided a really, really good outlet for people because they wanted to get out. They wanted to do something. You guys were super safe down there with the way you had everything spaced out and your procedures down there. Don't you think you really provided some much needed relief for people through this whole thing? Just to kind of get back down there and go, yeah, okay, this is where we're used to being. Don't you think that's true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And a lot of it is people that hadn't been there for a while, and then they showed up and they go, why did we quit coming? This is so much fun.
Right.
We forgot what it was like. You know, their kids grow up and they moved away, and mom and dad, grandpa and grandma go, we forgot how much fun this was. So then they'd come the first time and have such a blast, and we'd see them all summer. So people are re-exploring us. They go, why did we not keep coming back?
Sure.
So that part was great to see.
I love that word, re-explore, Tom. That's good. They re-explored us. Re-explore That's a good
it.
One. That's
how,
a good one.
How good does it make you feel when you see some of these kids come through as like kids in high school, and then suddenly they're bringing their kids, and then suddenly they're bringing
Besides
their grandkids?
Besides old, I feel really proud.
I was going to say, it does kind of put things in perspective, but it's got to make you feel good.
It really, really does.
You know?
And it does. When you look at your veterinarian and one of your veterinarians and she was in zoo school.
What is that telling you? And look what she's doing now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Hello. Yeah. Right in it. Yeah. So, you know, it's a good feeling. And you see their faces and they look across the zoo at you and give a wave. And you're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I remember him and her. And
time flies, doesn't it?
It does. Oh, yeah. It does. Especially, you know, in one's job. We spend so much of our time. So welcoming everybody back starting this weekend. And then another chance this winter is the first day of spring, March 20th. We'll have Hop into Spring. It'll be a little different this year. We'll be doing the Easter egg hunt inside. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing a scavenger hunt outside. And so that's regular 10 to 4 again, regular admission. Buy your memberships, a good day to buy your memberships.
Okay.
And you can get them right away. So, and then you can go through the zoo and bring back your scavenger sheet and take home your and what that scavenger hunt does is it earns you your bag of Easter eggs. So
how nice is that? You got to work for it, but yeah. You know, it's the fun kind of work, definitely.
But by going around the whole zoo, you see everything too. So it's kind of getting people around the whole zoo.
Oh, I'm excited just talking about this.
Indeed.
Now again, let's get back to it. You're going to be open this weekend.
This weekend, starting tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Fantastic. Yeah. And again, they can come in through the Nature Center.
They can come in through the Nature Center. We might run them through the back gate. We'll have to see.
So. Just because there's a ramp on the front gate, and we try to get all the ice out, but sometimes it's just easier.
We'd like to see you in the Nature Center because then you have an opportunity to get your memberships, visit with our crew. And there's all the shirts will be there, too.
Let's bring that up. Your merchandise down there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's crazy.
It's really fun. It's really fun. I got to quit buying.
Yes, please. Come by.
come by and check out all the merchandise down there, too.
Yeah. So it's for this time of year and for summer. So you can get any kind of seasonal wear down there right now. And those beanie stocking caps are going really fast. So.
And it's good-looking stuff, too.
Oh, it's quality.
I mean, it really is.
In.
So definitely a lot of fun.
And then you can represent us year-round.
There you go. And everybody then turns into a walking billboard, which
we don't hate that.
Definitely helps, you know, especially when you're going out of town to other zoos going, hey, Chankopee Zoo, my zoo.
Yeah, that's right.
And we can go back to the San Diego Zoo, which sort of started your career here.
I don't know if they'll let you two back there.
Oh, man, yeah.
We went there on a field trip.
We did in high school.
And I still went into the zoo business.
Don't know how, but yeah, that began your love for everything. And I've noticed you don't have swans down at Chankabazoo.
We used to.
You used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
Okay, because one actually chased Kathy across the courtyard at San Diego Zoo. Ask her about that when you see Kathy down there at the zoo.
There we go. We're going to change the subject. More shout out to everybody who passed the word on, chatted about it, or donated. However you were involved with our Giving Hearts Day, thank you, everybody. We raised $16,995.
You had a great
that
Giving Hearts Day.
That includes our earlier qualifying match that people scrambled to help us with. So thank you very much. We had local people. We had outside people. About 66% were from outside our community, which says a lot, too, because that means, yay, they're going to support the zoo because they want to come visit, which is great for our whole community economics as well as long and also regular visitors. We saw their names on there and some people that were just eager to meet. So thank you, everybody. A lot of anonymous people on there too. Thank you from the bottom of our wild hearts, which is always going to be my slogan. I wanted to say that. So.
Well, you two got a lot of friends, you know, you're good people.
Well, we have a lot of friends because we know a lot of friends.
Well, yeah, that helps too.
Yeah.
Right.
Spreads out networking.
Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz, Morning Zoo. We do it every Thursday at 8:20. Thank you so much, folks, and enjoy the weekend. I can't wait for the update next week.
Thank you.
You bet. It's 8:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. We got a mostly cloudy sky. We are at 8 below. It is Thursday, February 18th from the North Dakota Soybean Council News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. North Dakota House Committee on Wednesday endorsed a resolution that would allow North Dakotans to decide if sports gambling should be allowed in the state. The Republican-led House Judiciary Committee gave the bipartisan resolution a do-pass recommendation. It now goes to the full House for consideration. If approved by both chambers, the measure could appear on the November 2022 ballot. The bill was amended to exclude gambling on college sports after North Dakota University System Chancellor Mark Hagerot told the committee that all presidents of the state's 11 colleges and universities had voiced concerns. North Dakota State Department of Health officials said Wednesday that the variant strain of the coronavirus first detected in the United Kingdom has now been confirmed here in North Dakota. Health officials said one person had recently returned.